Hi, Nada. Thank you very much for asking me the question. As a life coach, what are the best practices that you recommend to relieve anxiety and reduce stress? Leaving you a voice note because for me, it's just a little bit more time efficient. So, if you are feeling anxious and stressed, know that you're human and it's normal, and don't be afraid of it. I think that anxiety and stress can be such buzzwords sometimes, and they can be seen as like these awful things that we have to really work hard against to kind of counteract the negative effects. And I think that there's so much of our humanity that gets put into these brackets of negative, of toxic, of unhealthy. And we do forget that actually anxiety and stress can be beneficial. Sometimes anxiety and stress can improve our performance. We care more, we work harder, we pay more attention because we really want to do well. Sometimes if we're anxious and stressed, we pay more attention to danger, so it helps us keep us safe, etc., etc. If you've got a bit of anxiety and a bit of stress as a new mum, you can be a little bit more alert, a little bit more aware to what your child needs. So I just wanted to start off on that note to draw attention to the fact that anxiety and stress are natural feelings for every single human to feel. And the reason that we are preconditioned to feel these things is actually to keep us safe. So they've actually got a built-in evolutionary benefit to them. The thing is, as we've evolved, we now live in cities, away a lot of the time from nature. We are really super exposed to so many different types of stimuli, and we're more connected than ever, and our minds are more connected than ever, and we the overstimulation stimulation sorry the overstimulation can obviously cause everything to just be felt on a much bigger level. And the amount of exposure we have is obviously far more than it used to be. So, with all of this stimulation and exposure to all sorts of different stimuli, we can go into hyper modes of stress and anxiety. And it's these hyper modes that take us out of homeostasis and make us think that we are kind of facing danger when there isn't actually any danger. So the first thing is to notice in your body how you're feeling. Okay, so you're feeling anxious and stressed. First step, okay, I know I'm feeling anxious and stressed. Without judgment, just take a moment, take a deep breath, and get really curious about what your body is feeling, what thoughts you're having. Okay, I'm feeling really anxious and stressed. Okay, I can feel in my body that I've got a tightness across my chest. I could notice that I'm breathing really fast. I can notice that I feel really restless. I can notice that I can't feel this kind of connection to myself and this kind of anchoring within myself. They're feelings in the body, right? Thoughts, doubt, confusion. Lots of different thoughts. I don't know what to do. Maybe there's like a lot of what ifs, and there's no everything is just kind of like shaken up. It's like one of those things that you buy little kids and you give them for Christmas, and they're like these little shakers, and when you shake it up, this like snowstorm happens inside this glass, and it's probably a beautiful Christmas scene, but the point is, like, anxiety and stress can feel like you've just been shaking everything up, and everything is just kind of here, there, and everywhere, and there's no real clarity and direction. It's just all a bit of a mess. So, you're noticing what's going on in your body, you're noticing what thoughts you have, you're being unjudgmental and you're being curious. And you're, you know, this is when you can take a few deep breaths, okay? A few deep breaths. This is where box breathing can be really good. So where you hold your breath for four, one, two, three, four. Inhale for four, one, two, three, four. Hold for four, one, two, three, four. Exhale for four, one, two, three, four. And you do several rounds of this. And after that, after doing several rounds of the box breathing, you can get into this state which takes you out of fight or flight, which is when you're what you're experiencing when you're in hyper states of anxiety and stress, gets you out of fight or flight and into rest and digest. And when you're in this state, you can start to kind of calm those thoughts down in your mind. You can start to like put that shaker down and let the snow settle. You can start to expand the space where your chest, you know, it take the air into your chest and expand that space so the tightness kind of like eases. And when all of this kind of like space has been created and the snow, if you like, has kind of like after being shook up, it's just been allowed to settle, then there's an opportunity to kind of be like, okay, so what's happening now? What's happening now? What am I worrying about? What am I anxious about? And then this is also this important time to separate what can I control and what can't I control. It's choosing to surrender to everything external. You can't control anything that's outside of yourself. So surrender to that, let go of that, and put the focus onto yourself. What can you control? Where are you out of alignment? What are you tolerating in your life that if you chose not to tolerate it would mean that you could feel less stress, less anxiety, more love, more calm, more peace, more fulfillment, more joy, more freedom? Okay, so you're asking those questions. What values do I really need to express right now? What parts of me, what parts of my authentic self am I repressing? What do I need to express? Where am I not honoring my values? You know, is there something in my behavior that means that I'm actually not honoring my real value of communication, for example? And if you realize you're not honoring your value of communication, then you think, okay, who do I need to speak to so I can honor this value and I can therefore feel in alignment and I can get back to feeling rooted and grounded within myself? To bottom line this, everything starts with the self. Everything starts from turning the focus onto yourself without judgment, with compassion, curiosity, love, innovation. From knowing who you are, knowing how to get into alignment, knowing, you know, what you need to be and what you need to do to serve your higher self. I hope all that makes sense, and I hope it's okay that I sent a voice note. I just thought it would be much more time efficient for me. If you have any questions, do let me know. I'm really happy to talk about this a little bit more if need be, to do an interview, anything like that. Okay, take care. Thank you so much.